Welcome to the Berwyn United Methodist Church podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Rutledge, and I'm the pastor here at Berwyn United Methodist Church. While I was on vacation this past week, Sunday, August 18th, we were blessed to have a powerful message delivered by our special guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Deborah Tanksley Brown. I'm truly grateful for her taking the time to come out and share her insights and her story and her passion for Christ with us. In this week's episode, you'll be hearing that sermon that dives into the importance of connection, faith, and walking in the light of God's love. I know you'll find it as enriching and inspiring as I did. Thank you for tuning in, and let's join together to hear this wonderful message from Reverend Dr. Deborah Tanksley Brown.
It's from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This reading can be found in your pew Bible, starting on page 631, and also on the screen. This is the word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
I will be reading to you from CEB, the Common English Version, as it's written. This is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. If we claim we have fellowship with him and live in darkness, we are lying and do not act truthfully. But if we live in the light in the same way as he is in the light, we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from every sin. We ask for God's blessing on the reading, hearing, and doing of God's word. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you have noted that I'm here again and that I possibly came here to spy on y'all last time. I had to clarify that I came to connect. My original ministry is social work. One thing we learned in our courses of study is that establishing relationship and building rapport and trust is foundational to any healing process. Amen?
Amen.
And so I came to connect, scope out the neighborhood, get the lay of the land, make sure that I wasn't going to get lost finding my way here on the day. And so I again thank you for all the hospitality that has been shown to me and those who found it not robbery to move up close and personal so that commune together, amen? Commune together, up close and personal. I am so happy that my sisters in Christ traveled over some borders to be with me this morning, Sister Cheryl and Sister Rachel are also visiting with you this morning. And we are part of a ministry that's called Sister for Sisters. Our mission is to support each other through our journeys of hurting to healing. We've known each other from times when our hair was less silver, right?
Right.
I want to extend my gratitude and appreciation to Pastor Kevin for extending an invite for me to be here this morning. Brother Dodd, you've gone through seminary, board ordained ministry, and today you are now pastor. So Brother Larry and I spent some time yesterday connecting so that he could give me the crypt notes with regards to our order of service today. And thank you to our organist who has provided our music for today, and those in the back, Sister Christine and her brother support person, and our usher for this morning. I have to do my hospitality thing. Otherwise, my mother will make a visit from her heavenly realm to say, did I not give you some home training? And so, Mom, it's done. Are we live streaming? I want to not leave out our virtual attendees. Thank you for joining us over the airwaves. I always tell folks to be ready because I do not know. So Brother Larry has agreed that we are going to move with the Spirit and allow the Spirit to have the Spirit's way. We have already sung this morning, "Here I Am." In the words, we said that we would be available with open hearts, open ears. Amen? Amen. And so, for real full disclosure, as you will come to see, I am a call and response, animated, participatory, deacon, preacher, teacher. Is that a mouthful? For those unfamiliar with deacons, we are bridge builders, linking the needs of the world to the vast resources of the body of Christ to manifest mutual uplifting for peace and the transformation of God's world. That is our mutual call. And so I want to thank who was your preacher Sunday that I was here. Pastor Jim delivered a message entitled "Weight of the World." Indeed, the word provoked further investigation, introspection, and self-reflection, some of which I'll share as a preface to the message for today. The second reading on Communion Sunday was taken from John, chapter 6, verses 24 through 35, and John records the feeding of the 5,000. And the crowd following him to the other side of the lake. In verse 26, he calls them out because he knows their true agenda. That we often, with our short-term memory, forget. We talk about how God is omnipotent, omnipresent, all-knowing. But we do some stuff. Will not know who had eyes everywhere. And I came to find that out very young. My sister was a baby. She was in her crib. And she was getting all the attention. And that was annoying, right? So I wanted to climb up in the crib, be with my sister. And my mother said no. And so what did I do? Mom was walking out of the room, and her back was to me, and what did I do? And it was at that point in my young life that it got planted in my head that my mother has eyes in the back of her head, right? And I also discovered that because we had a way that we were supposed to walk. And mother took off work early, unbeknownst to me. And I'm standing on the corner, first note of, just chilling with my girlfriend, with my back to the street. And so, all of a sudden, thank you. I didn't live it down until I graduated from elementary school and went to school on a different side of town, that Deborah got spanked. And I say all that to say that God, as our divine mother, father, creator. So in verse 35, Jesus shines this light. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I told you that you have seen me, and you still do not believe. Later, Jesus has a follow-up session with his disciples, who were also challenged by Jesus' word. And in verse 60, they respond, this message is harsh. Right? Following this encounter, John notes in verse 66, many of his disciples turned and walked away and no longer followed him. It comes down to this. It is not enough to acknowledge and receive the word of God, the bread of life, living water, and the light of the world who took on flesh. We are required to take official steps out of our comfort. We have to move out of what is familiar to us so that we can receive the benefit of God's new kingdom, God's desire to recreate us into the image of our divine parent. See, remember I said, call and response, participatory. So, amen?
Amen.
There you go. So this leads to the message of this day. Sunflower faith. I just want you to know that I do believe in the moving and being in alignment with the Spirit of God and being awake for the surprises that are in store for us if we are up this morning on our way here. We're in the car, Sister Rachel and I, and we're moving along. And Sister Rachel says, I have something for you. And I said, really? Just what? All right. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we are grateful that you have called us out of our nighttime journey to be able to walk in the light of this new day that you have planted us in. We ask for the anointing of your spirit. John, 1 John, light represents what is good, pure, true, holy, and reliable. It is noted that God is light, perfectly holy and true, God alone calls us out of the darkness of sin. Sin being the absence of all that is good, kind, loving, and caring, and all that is about God. In the dark, good and evil look alike. In the light, they can be clearly distinguished. Just as darkness cannot exist in the presence of light, sin cannot exist in the presence of a holy God. If we are to have a relationship with God, then we must surrender for out of alignment ways of living. Now, I have to let you know, we cannot serve, and Jesus presented this in a number of ways as he journeyed in this world for 3 years. We cannot serve two masters. We cannot say that we are the people of God, that we are heirs of our mother, father, that we are sisters and brothers in Christ and walk in the darkness of this world. We cannot say that we live in the light, walk in the light. This is a song that we used to sing in my church. We're going to walk in the light, beautiful light. Walk where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. But to walk in the light, to be of the light, is to be in the will and the way of the light, is the light. And Jesus is the way. We cannot say that we are about the light if we walk with division, if we walk with exclusion, if we walk with prejudgment. We are then out of alignment with the will and the way of God, who created us all in God's image. Jesus had words for the Pharisees who wanted to heap burdens of the law on the people, but showed no compassion, did not offer bread, did not offer water, did not offer God's love. He said, "You hypocrites." When the lawyer came up and said, who is my neighbor? And Jesus told that story about the Good Samaritan, Samaritans who were excluded, not welcome by the people of Israel. As the priest walked past this person who was laying out in the street, who had gotten beaten up, they walked by on the way to the temple. Who was the one who stopped? The Samaritan. The Samaritan didn't ask the person on the ground, "Who are you? Where do you come from? Who do you serve?" The word says that the Samaritan picked that person up, took that person to the inn, paid their way, to make sure that they were going to be taken care of. Didn't ask for any recompense. Didn't want a tax deduction. We who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, as we have confessed that without God we cannot be anything, we are intended to walk and be in the light. Not only that, we are to be light in dark places where people are hungry and lonely and tired, where people are in prison and naked, where those people are. Jesus says, when you see and minister to them, you see me. Several years ago, a movie came out called Calendar Girls. How many remember Calendar Girls? It was a British movie. I love British movies, right? The main character are a group of 12 women who are members of a church auxiliary. The husband of one of the members is a gardener. How many gardeners do we have in the house? Gardeners, gardeners. Oh, yes, thank you. They asked him to make a presentation to their group, but he dies of leukemia. His presentation is read to the auxiliary, and he tells them that his favorite of all flowers is the what?
Sunflower.
Sunflower, right? What he says is, it goes beyond how the flower resembles the sun. He points out that the sunflower trumpets life, meaning it proclaims or announces life. He shared that the head of the sunflower follows across the sky. And what is the sunflower looking for? Light. Wherever the light is, no matter how weak the light is, the sunflower head finds the light. Being a gardener and prayerfully a follower, the sunflower captured my attention, and I was enlightened to discover that the sunflower is very diverse. The sunflower is not stingy. The sunflower does not keep all of itself to itself. As the sunflower lives, it gives in multiple ways. Birds come, feed off of its center, feed off of its seeds. As the birds fly and they deliver their contribution to creation. The other thing is we can take the sunflower seeds, roast the seeds, and eat. We can use the sunflower oil, as our indigenous sisters and brothers did, to create oil for our hair and to cook with it. The sunflower gives and receives and extends beyond itself to promote life. And guess what we are? We are sunflowers of God. And as we have been infused with God's light, then we are to walk in the light, in the will, in the way of God, to be about God's agenda, not our human agenda, but God's agenda, that God's kingdom will come on earth as it is in
heaven.
Heaven. That's who we are intended to be, in alliance and alignment with God's will and God's way. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we have come together from many different directions, there is only one way. There is only one way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And whomever believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And belief is just not a thought process. It's a heart process. It's a mind process. Is a living out process. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on the Berwyn United Methodist Church podcast, where each week we dive into the previous week's message and other parts of the service. I'm deeply grateful to Reverend Dr. Deborah Tanksley Brown for her inspiring and meaningful sermon. I hope this message touched your heart and inspired your faith journey. If you found it impactful, I encourage you to share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you're looking for more information or you'd like to dive deeper into this week's message, you can always do so on our website at berwynumc.org, where you'll find a reading plan, reflection questions, a small group guide, and other materials. And don't miss out on any of our upcoming episodes. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media to stay connected. And if you're ever in the Berwyn area, we would love to welcome you to our Sunday service. Again, visit our website at berwynumc.org for more information about our church and our community activities and how we seek to make a difference in the lives of those around us. Finally, your support helps us to continue our mission. Consider making a donation through our website to support the various ministries and outreach programs of Berwyn United Methodist Church. Thank you once again for being with us. Go in peace, walk in the light, and let your faith shine brightly.